stairs that weren't there in the past. And Mr. Ignavia died of fright. I'm sure of it. But I was inside the letters. And there must have been a hole in the floor or something, and that I fell and I... He stopped. This place needs a priest, or a wizard. Someone who understands this kind of stuff, not me. The golem scooped up two armfuls of the mail that had so recently entombed his client.
You are the postmaster, Mr. Lip Vig, he said.
That's just Vetinari's trick. I'm no postman, I'm just a fraud. Mr. Lip Vig, said a nervous voice from the doorway behind him. He turned and saw the boy, Stanley, who flinched at his expression. Yes, snapped Moist. What the hell do you... What do you want, Stanley? I'm a little busy right now.
There's some men, said Stanley, grinning uncertainly. They're downstairs, some men.
Moist glared at him, but Stanley seemed to have finished for now. And these men want? He prompted.
They want you, Mr. Lipvig, said Stanley. They said they want to see the man who wants to be postmaster.
I don't want to be... Moist began, but gave up. There was no point in taking it out on the boy.
Excuse me, postmaster, said the golem behind him. I wish to complete my allotted task.
Moist stood aside as the clay man walked out into the corridor, the old boards groaning under his enormous feet. Outside, you could see how he'd managed to clean out the office. The walls of other rooms were bowed out almost to the point of exploding. When a golem pushes things into a room, they stay pushed. The sight of the plodding figure calmed Moist down a little. There was something intensely, well, down-to-earth about Mr. Pump. What he needed now was normality, normal people to talk to, normal things to do to drive the voices out of his head. He brushed fragments of paper off his increasingly greasy suit. All right, he said, trying to find his tie, which had ended up hanging down his back. I shall see what they want. They were waiting on the half-landing on the big staircase. They were old men, thin and bowed, like slightly older copies of Groat. They had the same ancient uniform, but there was something odd about them. Each man had the skeleton of a pigeon wired onto the top of his peaked hat.
"Be ye the unfranked man!" growled one of them as he approached.
"What? Who am I?" said Moist. Suddenly the idea of normality was ebbing again.
"Yes, you are, sir," whispered Stanley beside him. "You have to say yes, sir. Gosh, sir, I wish it was me doing this."
"Doing what?"
"For the second time, be you the unfranked man!"
said the old man, looking angry. Moist noticed that he was missing the top joints on the middle fingers of his right hand.
"I suppose so, if you insist," he said.
This didn't meet with any approval at all.
"For the last time, be you the unfranked man!"
This time there was real menace in the voice.
"Yes, all right. For the purposes of this conversation, yes, I am the unfranked man," Moist shouted. "Now, can we—"
Something black was dropped over his head from behind, and he felt strings pulled tightly round his neck.
"The unfranked man is tardy," crackled another elderly voice in his ear,
and unseen but tough hands took hold of him.
"No postman, he!"
"You'll be fine, sir,"
said the voice of Stanley as Moist struggled.
"Don't worry, Mr. Groat will guide you. You'll do it easily, sir."
"Do what?" said Moist. "Let go of me, you daft old devils!"
"The unfranked man dreads the walk,"
one assailant hissed.
"Aye, the unfranked man will be returned to sender in no short order," said another. "The unfranked man must be weighed in the balance," said a third.
"Stanley, fetch Mr. Pump right now," shouted Moist, but the hood was thick and clinging.
"Mustn't do that, sir," said Stanley. "Mustn't do that at all, sir. It will be all right, sir. It's just a test, sir. It's the order of the post, sir."
Funny hats, Moist thought, and began to relax. Hoodwinks and threats. I know this stuff. It's mysticism for tradesmen. There's not a city in the world without its loyal and ancient and justified and hermetic order of little men who think they can reap the secrets of the ancients for a couple of hours every Thursday night and don't realise what prats they look in a robe. I should know. I must have joined a dozen of them myself. I bet there's a secret handshake. I know more secret handshakes than the gods. I'm in about as much danger as I would be in a class of five-year-olds. Less, probably. Unfranked man. Good grief. He relaxed. He let himself be led down the stairs and turned round. Ah, yes, that's right. You've got to make the initiate fear, but everyone knows it's just a party game. It'll sound bad, it might even feel bad, but it won't be bad.